The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, and it is brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. What a great night. Sectional semifinals, and we have great games to talk about all around the state. We're glad you're with us. And again, I want to catch up on those scores. Enough of me, more of the star of our show. It's Brendan King.
Coach, you are the best. Great to be with you and Elijah. Let's get right to it. Boys basketball state tournament, three games requiring extra time already tonight with more scores on the way at IND Sports Talk on Twitter/X with any updates you've got. Let's start with that triple overtime game in the Greensburg sectional. Lawrenceburg knocks off Greensburg in triple OT. Seven periods of basketball, 38-36. Lawrenceburg now awaits the winner of Connersville and Batesville. Owen Valley sectional, this one just going final. Edgewood just gets past Indian Creek in OT, 76-72. Their opponent, Northview, who beat Owen Valley 56-48. Also in overtime, we head down to the Borden sectional where Christian Academy defeated Rock Creek Academy by a triple in OT, 57-54. They'll meet South Central Elizabeth, who handled Borden 46-41. Elsewhere, let's take a peek at the rest of Class A. Tecumseh sectional, it was Evansville Christian 83, Northeast Dubois 47, and Wood Memorial crushed Evansville Day. That's a final of 78-58. In the Ligoti sectional, Orleans pummeled Vincennes Reve 69-21, and then Bar Reve took care of Ligoti 44-33. New Washington sectional, it was New Washington 69, Rising Sun 47, and Trinity Lutheran gets the win over Medora 67-34. Of course, both teams, both victorious teams from each sectional, play each other tomorrow. Edinburgh sectional, Oldenburg Academy beats Morristown 58-53. Jack Sandell tops South Decatur 44-35. Indianapolis Lutheran sectional, it was Lutheran taking care of business against Tinley 68-41. And Greenwood Christian, they demolished Central Christian 58-21. In the Bethesda Christian sectional, Bethesda Christian no issue with Purdue Poly 58-22. Indianapolis Metropolitan, they get the best of Indiana Math and Science in big fashion, 77-22. White River Valley sectional, Clay City over Shackamack, 57-45. And it was Bloomfield 42, North Central Farmersburg 27. In the Blue River sectional, Seton Catholic, they beat Tri 59-47. Blue River topping Cambridge City Lincoln 51-43. The Tri-Central sectional, Cowan took down Daleville 51-46. And it was Liberty Christian over Tri-Central by a triple 60-57. In the Fountain Central sectional, North Vermilion 52, Faith Christian 40. Rossville took care of Fountain Central 60-44. Southern Wells sectional, Northfield, what a defensive effort. They give up just 19. They pummel Smith Academy 46-19. They await the winner of Fort Wayne Canterbury and Southwood. In the Caston sectional, Tri-County 66, Frontier 37, and it was Caston blowing out West Central 58-37. Bethany Christian sectional, Lakewood Park. Boy, they have the best defense of the night, surrendering just 15 to Hamilton, 63-15 your final score. And it was Elkhart Christian over Lakeland Christian, 59-36. Triton sectional, Marquette Catholic, the boys rolling over Oregon Davis, 54-35. Of course, their girls team went to the Class A state finals. And it was Westville over Triton, 58-56. Let's check in with the Pacers, who right now, they are getting it handed to them by the New Orleans Pelicans, 117-88. Pacers trail with 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. New Orleans has just had the grasp of this one all day. In this first half, they shot 70% plus. They have shot 60% for the game and 54% from three. It's the Brandon Ingram show. He's got 34 points, 13 of 21 shooting. The Pacers have gotten 12 points each from Pascal Siakam and Miles Turner. Quickly, college basketball. Hope beat Anderson 95-79, the NCAA D3 tourney.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. We're so glad you're with us. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network, the Greg Rakestrom, Broadcaster of the Year for the state of Indiana, joins me from the ISC Sports Network tonight at the Lawrence North Sectional. Here's what Greg was dealing with. Cathedral beats Warren Central 48-43. And in that second game, Greg, who wins that second game?
Lawrence North comes from behind, Bob. They did not lead until the fourth quarter. They entered the quarter down by eight. They outscore Attucks in the quarter 19-4 to win 57-50. So Cathedral and LN will play for the sectional 10 title tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Well, take me through the first game at sectional number 10. It's a great matchup. Cathedral, defending champs, beating Warren Central by five. Tell me how this game went.
So it was a lower scoring game, clearly, than Cathedral would like to play. You know, Cathedral's in the top five in terms of scoring offenses in the state of Indiana. And Warren Central, I think, knew they couldn't hang in that type of game. So they made that game a grinder. It was a physical half-court game, which is how Warren likes to play. Warren did not get great first halves from their leading scorers, players like Kashawn Harlan, Javon Gash, Robert Walker. But they got great play from Madden Burial, who had three threes in the first half at 11 points in total. Diggy Smith, who averaged 2 points and two rebounds a game, but he had 13 on Tuesday in a win against LC. He had five first half points, but that was pretty much all the scoring for Warren Central. Pace picked up a little bit in the second half, but much like I talked about with Lawrence North coming from behind, at one point late in the third quarter, it was 34-27 in favor of Warren Central. But Cathedral just kind of kept grinding, found a way, took a lead on a dunk by Brady Kaler to make it 40-38 with a couple minutes left to go, and then did just enough to keep Warren Central at bay to advance to the sectional championship game for a third consecutive year.
This will be a great one. No, you know what? Before I ask that question, tell me about Cathedral's win.
Well, I'll tell you what, about Lawrence North getting the victory against Attucks tonight. That's the matchup of city champion versus county champ. And again, it's a rematch of last year's sectional semifinal won by Attucks and a rematch of a game on December 19th won by Lawrence North by a point. Attucks scored the first 10 points of the game, led for the entirety of the first three quarters, led 46-38 going to the fourth quarter. Lawrence North scored the first 10 points of the fourth quarter, take a 48-46 lead. It was just a struggle. There was seemingly a lid on the basket in the fourth quarter for Attucks. It was a game where they didn't make a single three, but they were so effective at getting the ball to Desmond Briscoe and driving to the rim, it didn't seem to bother them until late in the game. So credit LN for making some adjustments, both from a defensive standpoint, from a personnel standpoint. And LN is a good three-point shooting team, not a great three-point shooting team. They were great tonight. They made eight threes. Xavier Robinson made three. Miles Baker, who started for most of the year because Miles Good was out recovering from ACL surgery, Baker off the bench made three threes in tonight's game. Kobe Bowles has been a three-year starter for LN, kind of like Xavier Robinson. Kind of struggled scoring the basketball down the stretch of the season. Kobe had 15 points tonight. It was just an LN team that just kept battling. And for as good as Attucks played the first three quarters, Attucks never landed the knockout blow, and LN just kind of kept fighting, and that fight paid off on their home floor in the fourth quarter tonight.
All right, how'd you do Wednesday night without me?
The Jaguars got off to a great start, just couldn't finish. We're up 19-4, lost 75-70, led with a minute 35 to go, and Milwaukee scored the last 6 points of the game. So it was one of the Jaguars' better efforts of the season, but unfortunately a loss that sent them to 6-24 on the campaign. They were trying to rally and play for your absence, Bob, but unfortunately just couldn't finish the deal with a minute and a half left to go.
Well, I doubt that. But Greg Rakestraw, I'll look forward to our conversation tomorrow night on the action at sectional number 10. That's at Lawrence North Cathedral. We'll play Lawrence North. It's always great to talk to the broadcaster of the year. Thanks for taking time. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Coming up, Dave Sockel from Southern Indiana Sports Productions will join me. We'll talk some sectional action. Sectional semifinals, sectional finals. If there's a better weekend next to the girls' sectional semifinals, tell me what it would be. It's a fantastic, fantastic weekend. If you get a chance, make sure you go to a game tomorrow night. Do it the right way. Cheer for your team. Cheer for their team. Be good sports. Remember, this is truly, no cliche intended, it's about the kids. Have some fun. Scoreboard update coming up with Brendan King on Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana Scoreboard Update here on Indiana Sports Talk. Coach, I tell you what, we've got some spectacular defense being played statewide tonight. We told you about Lakewood Park holding Hamilton to just 15. How about from the Paoli Sectional, Class 2A? South Knox gave up only 11 to Eastern Green. 53-11 was the final. On the other side, it was Sullivan by a triple against Lytton Stockton, 50-47. South Knox gets Sullivan tomorrow. Forest Park sectional, nobody has scored more tonight than Forest Park. 92 is the number they put up on Crawford County. They win big 92-48. And North Posey, they took care of Perry Central 56-43. Let's move to the Southwestern Hanover sectional, staying in 2A. Providence takes down Austin 66-31, and Brownstown Central, they handle Southwestern Hanover 73-49. In the South Ripley sectional, it was Hauser by just a penny against South Ripley 52-51. Also close as Switzerland County, they beat North Decatur. That's a final of 52-48. In the Greencastle sectional, North Putnam also by just one against Southmont, 57-56. Park Heritage more balanced against Greencastle, 61-47 they win. Sheridan sectional, University puts a 10-piece on Sheridan, 60-50. And it was Park Tudor, 68, Covenant Christian, 34. College basketball, CCAC semifinals. Indiana Northwest beat Olivet Nazarene 78-64. IU South Bend over Roosevelt 72-70.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. We're glad you could join us at sectional semifinals. Dave Sockel from Southern Indiana Sports Productions has been on hold. I appreciate you waiting, Dave. I really do. Scottsburg sectional tonight. That's where you were, right? Silver Creek over Madison, 57-51. Scottsburg, 70-40 winners over Corydon Central. Tell me about these games, Dave.
That's right, Coach. At the pressure cooker, as they call it in Scottsburg, it's the Charles E. Meyer Gymnasium.
Right.
And, it is a pressure cooker. It was packed tonight. And, again, we had a great first game. Very physical. Final was 57-51, Silver Creek over Madison. Silver Creek led throughout most of the game, but every time they'd get that 8-9 point comfort. Here come Madison. They cut it down to 4 or 5, get it down as close as 3, but Silver Creek with some good free throw shooting there in the fourth quarter pulls it out 57-51. Matter of fact, there was only 2 players, one from each side, that were at double figures. Dane Springler had 20 to lead the Silver Creek Dragons, now 14-9 on the season, and 22 points by Quincy Reynolds, junior guard for the Madison Cubs. They finished the season at 7-17, but much improved from last year. So I know they've got a junior-laden class, so they're looking forward to next season. But nonetheless, the Dragons will be in the championship against the Scottsburg Warriors. The Warriors easily handled the courted Panthers right out of the gates as they had a 15-point halftime lead, extended that to 29 by the end of the third quarter, and win it easily by the final of 70-40 as, again, they held Corded to just 40 points, but no one was in double figures for the Panthers. However, 4 in double figures for Scottsburg this evening, as they were led by Wyatt Zellers, 6'9" senior, who led the way with 18 points. Leading scorers That being Cody Clancy, along with Jack Miller, contributed 16 apiece. And the shortest player on the floor, 5 foot seven, Dane Bowles, he added 13 points to lead the Scottsburg Warriors into the championship game tomorrow night against Silver Creek. 20-5, the Warriors ranked fourth in the state. And the Panthers, rebuilding year for Joseph Hinton there at Cordage Central. They end the year at 11-14. But good basketball nonetheless. And I expect a great game tomorrow night between Silver Creek and Scottsburg. Warriors will be favored, especially playing on their home court, but the Dragons, they'll come to play. You could better bet on it. So we should have, again, another pressure cooker at the pressure cooker.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Dave Sockel from Southern Indiana Sports Productions at the Scottsburg Sectional, Silver Creek over Madison, 57-51, Scottsburg over Cordon Central, 70-40. Thanks so much, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Coach.
At the Sheridan Sectional, Game 1, University over Sheridan, 60-50. Second game, Park Tudor, 68-34, winners over Covenant Christian. Tim Adams, the head coach of the Park Tudor Panthers, joins me. Timmy, thanks for the call. Congratulations on a great win tonight.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate always coming on. And yeah, it was a good night for us tonight. A little bit of a slow start, but got rolling. And I was really, really proud of our guys' effort tonight.
Well, I would think you're proud of what you did defensively because looks to me like you had some great effort, obviously, but did a tremendous job on that end of the floor tonight.
Yeah, and Coach, you know, you've seen us play and you've been around us. That's where it starts with us. We really want to try to dictate the pace by speeding teams up, whether we're forcing turnovers or forcing tough shots. That's the key for us. And we were able to kind of settle down a little bit, settle in and get our hands on some balls and speed them up a little bit, which led to transition baskets for us.
All right, tell me who plays well for you tonight.
Yeah, Junior Hudson Horvath led us with 29 tonight. Senior Eli Bennett had 13. The thing I'm most proud of, Coach, is we had 20-plus assists tonight. And that is indicative of how we've been playing lately, of sharing the ball and making the right play and getting and executing the way that we want to. But when we're doing that, when we're sharing the ball and getting guys involved and guarding the way that we did tonight, we can be really good.
Well, you got a familiar opponent coming up tomorrow night for the championship. You guys played each other the last year, right?
We did. It came down to a buzzer beater last year in the sectional final. So certainly a familiar foe. Did not play them this year. They're a little different than they have been in the past, and we got our work cut out for us. We've got to do a good job of keeping their guards out of the paint. And again, you know, I really do believe that if we can settle in and guard the way that we want to and dictate the pace, I like our chances, but we know we got our work cut out.
Park Tudor tonight beats Covenant Christian 68-34 at the Sheridan Sectional. They'll take on University tomorrow night for the championship. Tim Adams, great to talk to you. I wish you the best tomorrow night.
I appreciate you, Coach. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks very much. Thank you so much. Mark Forrester joins me from WMUN at Sectional 24 tonight. Hamilton Heights, he was at Hamilton Heights in the sectional. Mark, thank you so much for the call. As always, it's great to talk to you. Tell me who wins at Hamilton Heights tonight.
So, actually at Newcastle, Coach, and Hamilton, all good. There's a lot of sectional matchups to figure out. You do it better than anybody else, Coach.
Obviously, I didn't do so well on that. Yeah, Yorktown beats Hamilton Heights, and then Delta over Newcastle. These are four really good basketball teams.
They are. You know, Hamilton Heights has won a couple of these over the last 10 years. Of course, Newcastle has won several, hosting it as well. And, you know, we had been tracking this sectional all year long, covering Delta and Yorktown, feeling as though that they were the favorites here. But, you know, as well as I do, when you get to this point of the year, whether you're favorites or not, it doesn't matter at all. And so Yorktown really played well. Third quarter got a little squirrely. They were up 15 at one point in the third. The lead got down to 5, but they never relinquished the lead. Kieran Tewari, over 30 points, his season high. He had a great game for Yorktown. He's going to be a tough cover for Delta tomorrow night. And then Delta thoroughly took care of Newcastle. It is not easy playing Newcastle at Newcastle. And all Delta's done this year is beat Newcastle at Newcastle twice. They did so on February 8th, and they did so tonight. What a great story it was, Coach. Jaden Furney was a big part of the tournament run last year. Battled injuries all year long. He shot 37% all year long. Tonight he had 15 in the first half. His brother Jordan added 10. It was the Furney show, and they were spectacular. And Delta double figure win. Delta and Yorktown face off in a sectional boys basketball final for the first time since 2010, and that was a 39-38 win back in 2010 for Yorktown. So Delaware County's pretty pleased with what we've got coming up tomorrow night.
Well, they should be. These are really good, as I mentioned, these are really good basketball teams, and you mentioned it. So it should be close, you think, all night?
I think so. I think these two teams know each other so well. I asked both coaches post-game. I said, so what's the next 24 hours like? And they said, well, it kind of helps that we know each other. So certainly they'll have a couple of wrinkles for them, but that'll be great. Hey, I want to mention this, Coach, real quickly before
sure.
I get ahead to a break here in just a second. Big moment in Delaware County, Muncie City history. Isaac Andrews from Wapahani breaks a 64-year-old scoring record of Ron Bonham. That record has stood for 64 years. He passed 1,028 points in the win tonight against Westdale. Did it early in the first quarter. It's a story we've been tracking for quite some time. And Isaac Andrews for freshman the senior year. What a performance! But obviously Ron Bonham did it without the 3-point shot and a shorter amount of time. But that record stood 64 years, and Isaac Andrews is the ultimate team player. But tonight needs to be a little bit about him as well. We're very excited for him in Delaware County tonight.
As well you should be. From WMUN in Muncie, Mark Forrester at the Newcastle Sectional. Mark, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Coach. Have a good one.
Thank you. Coming up, more high school basketball. Scores and scores with the man himself. Coming up next, it's Brendan King.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. Finishing out the 2A scoreboard sectional Friday here across boys basketball in the state. How about this team that just continues to hang around and make a push for Indianapolis? Fort Wayne Bishop Lures moves on in the Bluffton sectional. Lures beats Whitco 53-49. And if you need a reminder after last week, A, they won the football state title at Lucas Oil Stadium. B, they won a girls basketball state title at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The boys looking for the trifecta, but now Lures is going to have to go through Fort Wayne Blackhawk, who hammered Adams Central on the other side of that Bluffton sectional, 67-44. Blackhawk versus Lures tomorrow. Elsewhere, Lafayette Central Catholic sectional, LCC, holding court. They beat Clinton Prairie 49-32, and it was Carroll Flora over Covington 63-49. In the Tipton sectional, Tipton also wins on their home floor, beating Eastern Greentown 61-44, and it was Taylor, no issue, with Eastbrook 53-37. Alexandria sectional, Monroe Central over Winchester 65-47, and it was Wapahani topping Westdale 67-46. Hagerstown sectional, Union County beating Hagerstown 58-45, and it was Northeastern taking down Shenandoah 46-32. And in the Triton Central sectional, Irvington Prep 74, Indianapolis Riverside 61, and it was Eastern Hancock beating Triton Central 54-41.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. John Montgomery from WNDI and Sullivan joins me. Sullivan beats Linton Stockton tonight 50-47 at the Paoli Sectional. John, what a great win for the Golden Arrows tonight.
It sure was, Bob. It was funny because we have two teams here that are 15 miles apart, but we all drove 2 hours to Paoli to play the game. And very nice facility down there. Very nice people. That they've done a great job running the tournament, but it was just kind of ironic. Linton had a first-round bye, so they didn't play until tonight in the tournament. And we had to come and play Paoli on Tuesday, and which was a very good team. They had 18 wins on the year, and we had a gut-wrenching win there. And tonight's game, Bob, was a lot like that game, kind of struggled scoring, you know, in the first half. Neither team could really get going offensively. The defenses controlled the tempo. And third quarter, both teams warmed up a little bit, and we end up tied at 34 going to the fourth. And then it was just a dogfight to the very end, and we got enough free throws to take the lead by three. And Linton had the last shot, and, you know, the young man had a pretty good look at it and looked like it was dead on for where I was broadcasting, but it fell just a little short. Matt Britton's got four sophomores and a senior is what he starts this year for Linton, and so his future looks really, really good. I know they're disappointed they didn't win, but I'm really proud of our kids because we've had to beat two really good teams on the road, and that's what sectional basketball is all about. You know, you face obstacles like the road trip that we have to make, and you just got to overcome them. And our kids have done it. Two good wins against two good teams.
Well, you know what? You know, the Arrows have been playing great basketball all year long, have they not? I mean, they have some impressive wins on that schedule.
We do. And we, you know, we co-tied with Indian Creek for the WIC title.
Right.
And they're a good team. And so they got a shot to win a sectional, too. But you're right. You know, we face a plethora of good teams all season long. We had an 11-game winning streak after the holiday break, you know. And so we went into postseason feeling good about ourselves. But we knew this sectional tournament was full of some really good teams. And, you know, now that we've reached the final, we're going to play another team we've seen already once this year on our very first game, and that's South Knox.
Right.
You know, they're going to be better than what we saw earlier. So it'll be a battle on Saturday night for sure.
At Paoli, Sullivan beats Linton Stockton 50-47. They'll take on South Knox tomorrow night for the championship. From WNDI in Sullivan, the man himself, John Montgomery. John, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Absolutely, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chris Norton joins me from WITZ in Jasper. Chris Norton, Evansville Central and Jasper, good win for the Wildcats tonight.
Yes, it was. And, Coach, if you like Big Ten basketball or boxing, this was the game for you.
I like them both. I'd prefer to have two separate events, though.
I know you do. 78 points combined, 41 earned. But really it started out with the Wildcats starting the same way they did against Evansville Wrights, defense carrying on the road, held the Central Bears to just 4 points, and it was Will Wallace with a three at the buzzer. The Cats led 16-4, and that's where the trouble started. Defenses changing, moving from one zone into another for Central, and the Cats would be limited to 10 points in quarters two and three, and Central actually led heading into quarter number four, 29-26. But from that point on, Logan Day hit a big three, one of three of his tonight, tied for a game-high 11 with the Wildcats. Andrew Noblet, Braden Giesler got to the free throw line. They would take their last lead 33-31 and put the game on ice. Max Butel, 5-6 from the free throw line. Wildcats scored 12 of their last 17 in that final frame from the free throw line. Only missed two, and it all adds up for a very hard-fought, physical Jasper win. They'll get Evansville-Harrison tomorrow.
Tell me about that matchup.
It's going to be, I would expect, much more of the same. I mean, Wrights, physical, a lot of fouls.
Right.
Same goes with Central. And I think, honestly, that might be the best path for the Wildcats moving forward. We got to see Harrison in their first game. They drew the bye. Ranked basketball team, I believe they're, what, 17th in 4A right now. They've got length, they've got speed, they can shoot, they can do just about anything, and they like to play defense, too. So the Wildcats are going to have to shoot the ball well. Inside-out offense, probably the key for the Wildcats, and see if they can muddy things up in the sectional championship.
Well, let's see. Chris Norton from WITZ at Evansville North. Jasper beats Evansville Central tonight. Chris, thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Thanks so much for the call.
Appreciate it. See you then.
Thank you. All right, Brendan King, give me some updates. Tell me something I don't already know.
Well, you know a lot, so that's going to be hard to
stump
you with.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's going to be hard to
stump
you with.
I appreciate that.
Well, I mean, we got the, let's see, we just making sure this is accurate because they can pop up out of nowhere. Four overtime games. Coach,
right.
We just added, how about this, Andrean by a pair against Ileana Christian.
Ooh,
in OT,
yikes.
50-48. Andrean will meet Gary 21st Century, who hammered Whiting 89-39. That's tomorrow at Bowman Academy.
What a night. What an absolute night of basketball. So, college basketball tomorrow. Tell me who I know. IU's got a little matchup. What's the schedule? You brought it up. We have some teams in postseason play. Not good news for some of our schools. Not good news. And I know Wabash lost. You mentioned that IUSB lost.
IUSB
what else
won,
is going
actually,
on?
Coach. IUSB won.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, IUSB, for that. IUSB won, but Wabash losing to Coe College tonight. As we speak, Trine is in action. They're hosting that regional in Angola tonight. So
right.
Not good news for the Little Giants at Wabash.
No, and that was an OT against Coe College. 79-74, Wabash loses. Anderson also lost to Hope, 95-79, Coach.
Oof.
We do have the NCCAA semifinal as well. Oakland City fell to Alice Lloyd out of Kentucky, 74-62.
Right.
Like we just said, IUSB pulled it out against Roosevelt, 72-70. And Indiana Northwest wins a good one against Olivet Nazarene out of the state of Illinois, 78-64.
That is a big win. That's a great win for IUN. That's perfect. All right, you are the man. Having fun tonight? This is a fun
you.
Night.
You betcha.
Is it not?
Like I said, I flew here to be with you, so how could I not be having fun?
You're the man. All right, we'll get you in a scoreboard update coming. How many minutes until our scoreboard update?
Nah,
we got how many minutes?
I'm not really good at math. I think I got 6 minutes.
All right,
6 minutes?
3 minutes. Let's go to David Deaton from WKLO. He has the Scottsburg win over Corydon Central tonight, 70-40. David Deaton, thanks for the call, and very impressive win for Scottsburg tonight.
Oh, man, Coach, the Warriors are a really good basketball team. That's the summary coming out of this one. Eric Richardson's done a great job, got a veteran group, four senior starters, and those guys really put it together tonight. They only turned it over four times. They crashed the glass. I think they out-rebounded Corydon by 14 or 15 tonight using that length and size. And for the young Panthers, it was a tough matchup. They hung with them early, but kind of faded there in the second half when Scottsburg got on a roll. And from there, the Warriors just did what they do, and they can spurt you, they can hit you from different angles offensively defensively, and that's exactly what they did to the Panthers tonight. Corydon only turned it over 10 times, and ordinarily that would be a really good night for a team, but when the other team with Scottsburg only turns it over four times, definitely makes a difference, especially when the Warriors are cashing in on three-point shots the way they did tonight, scoring seven compared to Corydon's five. So tough loss for the Panthers, but a young team that finishes 11-14, and Scottsburg marches into the championship tomorrow night to take on Silver Creek over there at Charles Meyer Gymnasium in Scottsburg.
That should be a good matchup, don't you think?
I think so. It was a 10-point game when they played each other 3 weeks ago in the regular season. Silver Creek was right there with them at the end of the third quarter and had a couple of turnovers there to start the fourth that gave Scottsburg the momentum they needed. But, yeah, I think it's a pretty even matchup as far as the size goes. Silver Creek's got some depth and can put some pressure on people. And plus, they have a couple of very good sophomore guards who can fill it up in the offensive end of the floor. So I think it's going to be a good game. And I think you got two really good coaches with Brandon Hoffman from Silver Creek and Eric Richardson at Scottsburg. And so I think it should be a fun matchup. Should be a great crowd over there at Scottsburg. And if these are two teams that have won sectionals recently, so definitely some experience going in.
David Deaton from WKLO. David, thanks so much for the call. Have a great
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana Scoreboard Update here on Indiana Sports Talk. Let's dive into some more 3A basketball scores from sectional semifinal Friday. We move to the Boonville sectional. It was Evansville Memorial taking care of Evansville Modern Day, final of 50-36. And Evansville Bossy earned the W against Mount Vernon Posey, 62-50. Princeton sectional, Southridge over Vincennes Lincoln 50-41, and Princeton handled Pike Central 53-37. It was the Garin Catholic sectional, where Garin Catholic took care of Chatard, final of 54-36, Brebeuf Jesuit over Heritage Christian 55-39. Moving to the Beech Grove sectional, Crystal House by a triple against Beech Grove 58-55. And it was Indianapolis Washington having no issue with Purdue Poly Englewood 63-50. Up to the Lebanon sectional, Danville 65, Crawfordsville 53, and Tri-West over Lebanon 46-38. In the Newcastle sectional, Yorktown beating Hamilton Heights 64-53, and Delta, this is a heck of a W for Delta over Newcastle in their barn, 54-41, Yorktown against Delta tomorrow. Woodland sectional, Fort Wayne Concordia crushed Angola 72-47, and it was Leo beating Heritage 53-38. Talking about the Indiana Pacers, who fell tonight to the New Orleans Pelicans 129-102. Pacers just never had any juice in the game. Brandon Ingram, great night for the Pels, 34 points, 13 of 21 shooting. Pacers beat the Pelicans in their last home game.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Tony Donahue joins me. Tony Donahue, you know, used to sit in the producer's chair of the show for 100 years. Tonight, he has the Sheridan sectional. University over Sheridan, 60-50. Park Tudor over Covenant Christian, 68-34. Tony D., who are you working for tonight?
We were with Indiana SRN up in Sheridan. And, yeah, like you mentioned, two really good teams winning tonight. University and Park Tudor will face each other tomorrow night. But it's a good night from about 15 miles north of Westfield. So it was a long little drive
right
up there, but it was
right.
All good.
It's all good. All right. So take me through these games. Tell me how each team wins.
Yeah, that first game with University was pretty crazy. It was back and forth early on. And to start the second quarter, University goes on a 12-0 run to go up 22-10. And then to end the quarter, Sheridan matches with a 15-0 run to lead at halftime by three. So you know how it goes, basketball, a game of runs. They went back and forth. And especially in these tournament games, you know how it is. You want to gain that momentum going in and out of the locker room. And then obviously you want to finish the game strong. It was back and forth down the stretch. But University ends on a 17-8 run to win 60-50. It was 33-32 midway through the third quarter, and then University took over. The Gray brothers, Bryce and Blake, 16-10. Bryce had a steal, Bryce had a three ball, and then immediately after that, his brother Blake steals the inbound pass, goes to the rack for a 3-point play. Max McComb had 16 points for University as they pick up the win on the road in a very good crowd for Sheridan, very good crowd for University tonight. Always tough to go on the road and take on a team playing on their home court, as you well know, but they get the 60-50 win. And then on the flip side, I mean, what can you say about Park Tudor? Horvath had 27 points. He was knocking down threes early and often. They win at 68-34. Park Tudor, they do such a good job of defending you, making you uncomfortable, getting in passing lanes. They're always the first on the floor to get to the basketball. They're athletic. They have a size differential over, I would imagine, every team that they play in Class 2A. They got off to a hot start against Covenant Christian tonight. They led 17-9 at the end of the first quarter. Covenant got it within four, but then a 14-2 run was all that Park Tudor needed, and the Panthers will move on tomorrow night to the sectional championship game to take on University. But, yeah, Park Tudor, 24 transition points. They knocked down 9 three-pointers. Horvath, as I mentioned, 27 points. He had 5 threes. He shoots 40% from the field, or 40% from the three, 49% from the field. So you'll take those numbers out of your number one player any night of the week.
Tony Donahue at the Sheridan sectional. All right, tomorrow night you're calling me. We got things to talk about. We got plenty to talk about.
We'll call tomorrow night, and then hopefully next weekend, you can squeeze me in from downtown St. Petersburg, Florida.
I don't know. You're going to have to let me think about that for a week.
Right. Yeah, well, we'll be ready for the IndyCar season opener.
Right. Just because I like you, I'll go ahead and do it, all right? Tony, thanks so much for the call.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks for having me on. Tell the family I said hello.
You're welcome. Thanks so much. From the Beech Grove Sectional, Washington over – you know what? Let's hold off. Coach Hogg, I know you're there. I appreciate you calling me. I need you to hang on for like three more minutes, and you and I are going to chat it up about your win over Purdue Poly. We'll also talk later on with our good friend Kirk Darling from Indiana SRN, talking about North Putnam and Southmont. We got things to talk about. Much more basketball to come. Coming up with another scoreboard update here in just a short break. We'll come back and talk with Coach Aaron Hogg from George Washington High School, talking about their big win tonight in the Beech Grove Sectional. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network, as promised, from the Beech Grove Sectional, Indianapolis, Washington, beats Purdue Poly 63-50. Coach Aaron Hogg joins me. Coach, thanks so much for the call, and congratulations on a great win tonight.
Hey, thank you very much, and thank you for having me on tonight.
You're welcome, Coach. You're very welcome. I know you got a short turnaround. So kids came out, but it seems like they played awfully well tonight throughout the entire game.
Well, we actually got to a very, really low, slow start. I think the first quarter was 25-5, maybe. So we definitely got a slow start. I think we prepared all week, and I think this is the beginning of the game. The lights were bright, and I think we kind of played with nerves as we settled down. But luckily, we settled down, and we was able to pass and catch and able to execute a little better in the second half.
So at halftime, you make any adjustments or just kids ramped up their effort and execution in that second half?
Most definitely. It was a mix in the first half of us not securing the ball, kind of over dribbling and turning it over, mixed with them just shooting lights out. I mean, it seemed like everything they threw up went in. Including one that I'm pretty sure the guy didn't even see their basket at the end of the quarter, but he threw it up and it went in, and just keeping the guys' nerves their nerves down, and getting them to stick to the game plan, and the things like this happen. Just the tournament, people play outside of their mind sometimes in the tournament, and luckily things got back to normal second half.
All right, who plays well for you tonight in the win, Coach?
I had a lot of guys play well, but I was one that stood out the most, and that's our sophomore guard, Rosabelle Franklin. He came off the bench, and he just gave us energy that we were lacking. And the way he plays, he plays with so much joy and energy, and I think it just kind of rubbed off on the rest of the team. And, we started having fun and started playing a little bit more up-tempo, more effort. Rosabelle Franklin definitely started that for us tonight, had 22 points. Clint Butler rebounded the ball really well tonight. Malik Starks kind of held the game steady at the point guard position, got us into what we were supposed to get into, and really played good defense. So I think it's an overall really good team effort tonight.
Well, you're taking on Crystal House tomorrow night. Should be a challenge. Coach Aaron Hogg from Washington, they beat Purdue Poly 63-50 at the Beech Grove Sectional. Coach, good luck tomorrow night. I hope we're talking about a big win for the Continentals.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. For sure. Hopefully we can talk again and we'd be sectional champions.
I'll look forward to it. Good luck, Coach. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Coming up, top of the hour scoreboard update with the man himself, Mr. Brendan King. Much more to come. Sectional semifinal Friday night. Obviously, literally goes without saying, but let me say it anyway. Make sure you join us tomorrow night for some championship action. This is Indiana Sports Talk.